Okay, well, Danny, just to start, Gary Medine's caused a bit of a stir. He's called you a one-man team. What do you think about that?
Oh, fantastic. It's his opinion, and he's very much entitled to it. I'm not going to even worry myself about answering it, quite honestly.
Fair enough. Okay, back into second. At this point in the season, does it just become a straight shootout, or is it more who can hold the nerve for the remaining games?
Well, I think it's coming to a great part of the season now, and I think everybody's really now excited. I think, you know, that all fans up and down the country are seeing their own teams, you know, starting to develop into a promotion-chasing team or fighting relegation. It's as close as that now, and I think from our point of view, you know, we have got basically a shootout, you know, between four teams, I would think, at this moment, which is tremendous. You know, I think beginning of the season, if we'd have said this would be the case, you know, in the early part of April, I think we'd have been quite happy with that, and we're in there now, and we've got to relish it, and we've got to make sure that we embrace it. You know, it shouldn't hold any fear, it should hold a lot of excitement for us, and that's how we're going to approach the last six games.
Do you have a points total in mind that you'd like to achieve?
No, not really. I think, you know, if a points total means we win our next six games, that'll give you the, you know, what we possibly may have to do. I don't know. I've no idea, you know, what other teams will do, but, you know, from our point of view, if that is the case, then we have to be prepared to try and win all six games, starting with Bournemouth, and that's going to be a big, tough test for us because, as I said many times before about teams that come to Bramall Lane, it's always difficult, but I think in Bournemouth's case, they've got some very good players there. They spent quite a lot of money this year. They'll be quite disappointed in the position that they're in at the moment because I'd have thought they wanted to be in the top six, particularly in the outlay they had in January. And players they brought in, and unfortunately, they say that you know, the manager's lost his job, and there's a vacancy there now. So players will be playing for those, or for the new manager, whoever that may be. So it'll make it an even tougher test if it wasn't before.
But the top six, as it stands, do you think that is how it's going to stay now until the end of the season?
I think five out of the six are more or less cemented in. You know, there's still a place, I think, on that sixth place at this moment, you know, to play for. I mean, Brentford and Carlisle, just two of the teams that possibly could get in there. So, you know, that's, I think, you know, from where we are, you know, down further down the table is not really our concern. You know, it's really where we finish. But it'll be very tight, and it'll go, I would say, many times I said, go to the wire to cement all six teams in there.
Now, got to mention Ched, obviously, up for Player of the Month. He is a special player, isn't he?
he's had a fantastic season, yeah, and you know, he's had a Player of the Month, and quite rightly so as well. You know, his goal return has been second to none, and I think that you know, people are now really recognising what a talent he is. I think from Ched's point of view, the good thing is he's kept his feet firmly on the floor. He's not got carried away with anything, and he's never been disappointed. That's a good thing about it. You know, if he's not had the best of games or he's not scored, he's still willing to work within the team ethic, you know, and I think that that's what's endeared him to everybody, really. You know, not just his goals, but his other side of his game as well.
You've already mentioned Bournemouth, the fact that they won't be happy with where they are, but also, I guess, mid-table, they haven't got much to lose from the game as well.
Well, I said last week when we went to Hartlepool that you know, there's never a club up and down the country that have nothing to play for. You know, because it's the livelihood of a lot of players, and you know, the performances will, at this stage of the season, if there's nothing technically to play for, you know, in relegation or promotion areas, then there's certainly careers to play for, you know, and new contracts to play for, and that's what players will always look at, you know, and I think that's to suggest that, you know, they'll just come in and lay down on the belly tickle, you know, it's a bit of a fantasy, really, because I think when, you know, I can only look back at when I played, you know, the last game of the season I was still as determined in that game as I was in the first one, because, you know, the summer brings lots of changes in football clubs, and, you know, if you yourself are looking, you know, to cement yourself at a football club, you have to put the best performances in you can, and if you want to be with a team that wants to do well, then you have to make sure you do it on a regular basis, and the last games of the season is where character comes out, you know, and whether people are just thinking, well, you know, I'll be okay for next season, they possibly won't be. You know, so that's why you get good performances and good team and some good results at the end of the season from teams that you don't expect.
And injury-wise, where are we up to?
We're fine. We're okay. Everybody's okay. Not no worries at the moment. Richard Creswell's broken nose is healing very well.